When I was married, I was in for a big surprise. I lost my identity. All the mail we received was for Mr. and Mrs. Norbert. The Christmas cards, my personal letters, the phone book was only in my husband's name. Soon after I married, I became a stay-at-home mom with 9 children. So I was mom or Norbert's wife. What happened to that independent woman who lost her mother when she was 10 years old? The young girl who was left with a dad who was rarely home? The teenager who had moved to Chicago to work at a Shriners hospital straight out of high school? She was nowhere to be found after I married and had children. About the age of 40, I went to work part-time as a home health aide to help pay the bills. In spite of my husband telling me how bad it was to work outside the home, I love my job, and really, the people love me. I also joined the choir church, and people started calling me by my first name. When I was 55 years old, the senior games were starting all over the country, and I found out I was good at sports, so I got in our local games. I won many medals in track and field, bowling, shuffleboard, you name it. I tried it out and did pretty good at it. I also qualified for the National Senior Olympics that come every 2 years. I went over the United States participating. I've been in the senior games here for 31 years locally and have been in longer than any other woman in Evansville. Next spring, I will compete in New Mexico in a track and field event. But the most important reward was getting my identity back. I am Martha. I am 86 years young.